Now, I would like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me at the front for a few minutes. And I know our Chris Parker, our religious education director, is also joining me to talk with you this morning. So come on down.
There you go.
A lot of you look like you're all ready to go trick-or-treating. Are you going to keep these things on all day? Hmm? Yeah, why not? Why not? How you doing, buddy? All right. Good to see you today. Well, you'll be out going through your neighborhoods, and what's on the other end, I've got candy to hand out. Also got a football game to watch. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do both, but I'll come up with something here. Good to see all of you today. You look like you're in for a good time.
I know you will.
Do it each year. It's fun to go out and get candy to have, and make sure you sort of space out how you eat it, so you don't try to do it. You don't try to do it all at once. But the other thing you'll be there's some other important things going on this evening, having to do with other collections to be received to help boys and girls your age, some younger and some older, all the way around the world. And you want to also be mindful of them as we collect for our UNICEF. And I'm going to ask Chris Parker, your religious education director, to tell you a little bit about that.
Got a book here called A Cool Drink of Water.
Cool Drink of Water. Somewhere, let me show that. Somewhere right now, someone's drinking water. Scooped from the river, drawn from a well, caught as it drips off the roof, from fountains, from pumps, straight from the tap, a cool drink of water, stored in the shade in cool clay pots, chilled in a pitcher of ice, in buckets, brass pots, plastic jugs, caravan cans, a cool drink of water, squeezed from a bottle, a burlap bag, sipped from a thin tin cup, shared in a family, shared with a friend, a cool drink of water. Everyone, everywhere, a nice, cool drink of water.
We don't need that one.
But I myself really appreciate a cool drink of water, and in fact, I carry a water bottle around with me so that I can have one whenever I want. But not everyone in the world is that fortunate. We all need water. That's one of the most important things that we can, that our bodies need, along with, what else do we need?
Milk.
We need good nutrition. What else?
Milk.
We need food. That's good food. And we need, what else do we have to? What? We need nice, clean air to breathe. And what else? What? We need to drink lots of water. And if we're sick, we need to have a way to get better. Yes? What? We need some medicine. And so, well, anyway, what I wanted to say is, and sometimes we depend on our environment for these, and some places are very hot and dry and don't have water easily available. Some places have rivers, and the rivers are polluted, and they need help in purifying the water. And sometimes there's a disaster. Do you remember when there was a hurricane in Haiti? So UNICEF is an organization called, UNICEF stands for United Nations emergency children's, oh no, children's, oh, UNICEF, I can't remember. United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund. And that is an organization that will go around and help children all over the world have immunizations so they don't get sick. They purify the water. They'll fix, set up schools for them and find teachers, even though there's very few supplies. So they do a wonderful job throughout the world. And at Halloween, this is an opportunity for us to help them. And the Religious Education Committee is really excited this year to think about things where kids helping kids. So you guys can help children around the world by collecting UNICEF, collecting change when you go out for candy tonight. You can also take a box and ask if you can put a few pennies or from quarters. It will go a long way to help UNICEF. And I will pass these out in the classroom to each of your classes. And there'll be a few in the back if there's adults who would like to also take a box and turn them in next week. Yes?
Are you shipping them out in number order?
Pardon?
Number order?
No, there's no special order, number order for the boxes. We'll just collect them all and we'll put the money together and we'll send it off to UNICEF. So with that.
Thank you. I hope you'll take one. As Chris said, they're going to be giving them out in your classrooms today. And if some of you adults would also like to take them, they're at the back of the room. So I hope you have a good time tonight.
I hope you have a very good time tonight, and I hope you'll also help us out and help children around the world who need any number of things that we get pretty easily. You can go to your classes now. We thank you so much for being with us. Let's sing together as we leave this friendly place.
Good time this evening, and also help us help